的我期望 Up above the world so high Like a diamond in the sky Twinkle, twinkle, little star How I wonder what you are
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, I'm saying
I've got Trudy here from Condensation, Undies Funded Records and Radio.
That's the one.
Confession and Denial, all one word. The and is an ampersand.
Oh, leave me alone.
She's fucking a Medusa of identities, you know, like. Except instead of snakes, she's got like plates on sticks coming out of her head, and she's spinning them all. And the way that she's doing it, I expect, if not gaffer tape, at least duct tape. Keeping the plates on the sticks. She says that they're because they're paper and plastic, she's able to do it. I want a pipe and a crystal bowl I just want one on top of my head. PVC pipe, a bit of cushioning at the end. Maybe some kind of bejeweled thing at the start, you know, if I want to be fancy, or a nice carving. But yeah, a nice crystal plate. I don't want to break on my head. I think that's what I want. I can't handle all those plates on all those sticks that you've got going on. How many people are you collaborating with at the moment? Not just like that you're currently active right this minute, but like in the past, let's say 6 months, how many co-collaborators have you had?
Oh, crikey. I haven't even counted that many. I know there's 6 countries. I know that. I haven't really counted the number of people.
Is it like, must be like 20, getting close to 20.
Yeah, I don't know how many people played on Never Quite a New Love. But everyone was playing.
I'm talking about like people who are kind of like not like individual musicians, but like collaborators, like people who have taken your stuff and done stuff with it, or like
six or seven at the moment.
Six or seven currently, yeah. but other collaborators, and like you've done stuff with other musicians, people who've written the words, and then you've sung the stuff as well. And so that must be like since I've known you, like since you've started like really getting back into it again, what instigated that? Like, what instigated you suddenly like just putting yourself out there more again, like after having a bit of a, let's say, mental health break.
Mental health breakdown.
Like, was there something you think that got you going? Was it?
Oh, I don't know. I think the songs just come back to me from time to time and start hassling me, and they really get in my head, and they won't get out unless I do something about it. And then when I had the opportunity to send that demo to Parrish, I was like, that's cool. And then he did that for me, you know, and raised on Letting Go for me. So now I've got some really good sounding stuff, and that's just catapulted me to want to do some more.
I just realized the videos probably helped.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As well.
I was a girl, I did had the, like 200 yeah. something views on it, and that was amazing.
How many?
200 and something. So.
Wow. 200 and something strangers have seen my boobs. Awesome.
That's only in one spot. That was ages ago. I haven't looked at it for ages. So,
I made a music video for this song, Trudy. I don't know how many times, like at least wrote, sang, and other stuff, called Aussie Girl. And I can really relate to it as an artist. And so I made a video, a film clip that went along to the song, and it did well, and I got my tits out in it for those of you who don't already know. So yeah.
We'll have to find the link actually and pass it back along to everyone.
I have boobs that need to be out there. Cartoonized boobs.
It was very tasteful.
Yeah.
It's very
classy. It's artsy.
I can't find it on Facebook. Of course I can't.
Well, you could find it on my page because I've got fuck all posts. Did I post it? I would have somethinged it. And there's, hardly anything there. I don't like posting on Facebook. I'm just there for the messenger. I was there for my polyamory group for the Jehovah's Witness.
It's showing me all these other ones, but it's not showing me any Aussie Girl.
The Aussie Girl one.
It's showing me Raw by Katy Perry and Songs from My Fake Book, which was around the same time as we posted.
Oh.
About 3 months ago. But how do you get to... I hate Facebook. I can't get through.
I don't know. I don't know how it works because I never look at anyone's timeline. So I'm remembering if Facebook is not just putting things in pure chronological order now, then fucked if I know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm at the right page now.
Going through the annals of Facebook. I don't think Anna was very impressed about when I was saying, "Yeah, it's a fake book. Musicians call that a fake book." She's like, she looks really quite perturbed. I'm like, God, chill out. Chill out, honey. It's just a funny tradition.
I cannot find it.
I can't find it. Well, listeners, see if you can find it on Trudy's Facebook.
but it's got to be on my WordPress website. I got to give them a link. Everyone's got to be able to see this.
Who's this lady from down under? I just got a text back from my lovely girlfriend. Because I said, while you're looking for that, I'm going to make everyone sick. I said, because I hung out with her this afternoon. Oh, my God. I can't keep my mouth in the same position and read. So I apologize. I had such a delightful time with you today. Thanks so much. Thank you so much, sweetheart. And then love you. And then she said, "You are terrific company, blue-haired girl with a devilish grin. Seems I ended up running late after all." But she had to head off. Oops.
Okay, so I've got the Undies Funded Records and Radio website.
Uh-huh.
Where it's at.
Okay, good.
Not the Facebook one.
That's good, so, because I don't want people to find me on Facebook.
Okay, so it's www.undiesfundedrecordsandradio.wordpress.com/2018/07/12/Aussie/girl/the/inside/scoop. Aussie Girl, the Inside Scoop.
On your WordPress site.
My WordPress site. undiesfundedrecordsandradio.wordpress.com.
Yeah, so go there, check out my boobs and Trudy's music too, but mainly my boobs. They're impressive.
They are impressive. Oh my God.
Not as impressive as the body of work. Like, I've got big boobs, but you've got a bigger body of work.
You reckon?
Yeah. Your body of work's bigger than my boobs.
At the moment, my body of work needs working on, and I'm laying here going, ugh.
But you see, we could draw parallels here between, you know, like the new movement for big natural titties, you know, as opposed to, you know, like fake boobs, that were the boob du jour
of the day, whereas, you know, in music industry, you know, it's been like a big pair of like ugly fake boobs, you know, like for some time. And so, you know, people enjoy a bit of natural titty in their music these days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me guys give you guys another link, and it's for Angie Zaks.
For the other boob.
Angie Zaks' new song called Polished Up Crap, and I took it.
It's very good.
And it's very raw and it's very real. And mm-hmm. the link is https://tune.co/tracks/0xvaxt7ptr4/
Are you kidding? There's got to be an easier way for them to search in Tune for a song.
Yeah, like, they should.
So Tune, search. And you didn't spell out Tune. It's spelled choon.com.
I did spell out Tune.
No, you didn't. You said the word Tune. Oh, well, you could enough. Go back and listen to it later.
Fair but... enough. No, you're right. I'm wrong.
And
anyway, I can't get to the end of the link, so you guys are going to have to go and search.
So they're going to search, and what search? What do they put in when they go
polished
to Tune?
Up crap.
Polished up crap. C-R-A-P. And polished by yeah, and it's tell the listeners like how well it's done.
It's done really well. It's been on the charts for 2 days in Tune, and it debuted at number 48 on the charts. Now it's at 128, but still staying on the charts for 2 days for a live raw like that. It's done, well, put it this way, more than just a thrill in its first 2 days. I think did a similar amount, but it's done just as well as one of my best.
And also, she's on a, what is it, the Live Tracks?
Live Tunes, the playlist is called
Live. Yeah, Tunes. On the Live Tunes playlist. So here we go. I think it that deserves, for, like for you and for Angie, a round of applause.
Ready? Yay!
had to make it a bit longer because it was for the two of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent work putting Angie's stuff out there and to give all those people the blessing of Angie's music and her soul and her lived experience and that real raw, oh God, just like, yeah, I'm fucked up, okay?
Yeah.
You know? Actually,
I'm thinking I might put it on my podcast too.
It's a great, it's just, she's like, yeah, I'm fucked up.
And what you going to do about it?
Yeah. It's just great. I love it. Like, I love it. And I know Angie too. And I can, you know, it's so her, but it's so awesomely like enlightened, you know, given everything that she's going through. I don't know. Probably won't go into too much detail there, but some pretty full on life stuff, and I think in this song, like, she both shows how flawed she is as a human being, but also how great she is at an artist and her ability to convey that in a meaningful way, because that's some, you know, yeah, some dark shit that she's dealing with, and mm-hmm. some, you know, and a very ugly reflection of herself in a way by the way that society views her, you know, like is treating her for things that are like, it's just, yeah, anyway, but it's also like a really good grungy, interesting sound too.
Yeah, she just did it live on her computer, and I was really impressed with it. So yeah, I took it and added some EQ to it and just put a compressor on it and then put it straight up there.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's so good. I think you did a really good thing, Trudes. Snaps. I'm holding the phone, so I can't do a round of applause now, but yeah, snaps. Sophie's into the snaps. Well, I reckon we could probably wrap it up then.
Cool.
Since we're at about 15 minutes, that's a nice episode.
Bye.
I could gorilla. You know, I just had Craig walking past. I think he's making a coffee. He could like trap accidentally. Where are you off to, young man? Where's your permission slip? Sorry, I'm illegally recording you as well. Bye.
You're terrible, Muriel. All right, I'm going to go suck on my balls now.
Come suck on my chocolate salty balls.
Yeah, they're not salty.
In your mouth and suck them. All right.
Balls.
Okay. Have some nice ball sucking and happy ball sucking to you too, listeners.
Especially you, Molescu.